Hello.
Hello, this is Willie with customer support returning your call. How can I help you today?
Okay, with customer support, because I made a couple phone calls today. Are you located out in California?
No, ma'am. We're located in Florida. If you could give me some information, I can see you have an account with us, and we can kind of go from there. What is your zip code, please?
46227.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Debbie O'Neill.
And O'Neill, O-N-E-A-L?
Yeah, there's an apostrophe in it, but I don't know if your computer takes that, so.
I will put it in even if it's not necessary.
Okay.
Ms. O'Neill, could you please provide me your full address?
8920 Hunters Creek Drive, number 103, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46227.
All right. Give me one moment for your account to populate.
Okay.
All right. System just dragging a little bit. But we will get you this information.
I think you're the ones that there was something on Facebook about some product you could get, and then you, like for $2, and then
yes,
you
ma'am.
End up having to pay a membership fee.
Yes, ma'am. What it is, and it was on the 24th of October. Yeah. You signed up for the opportunity to win the mixer.
Well, no, I didn't. Somebody hacked my account. Somebody got my debit card information, too. So, and they're supposed to refund me the $56.95. But what I got confused with, the one gal said they would send it to me via email. And then the last time I called to find out when I was going to get it, she told me mail. So, how am I going to get this $56.95 back?
Yes, ma'am. It looks like it is being processed right now. I see where you did call in on, the 16th. So it is still being processed right now.
Okay. Will that come via an email check or mail check, or how do you?
So you said your account is you don't have the account anymore or the card anymore?
I don't have the debit card anymore.
Okay.
Because they hacked my Facebook account.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm saying is, even if you have a different card, it's the same account. So if we send that money back, it'll still go to that account. It just won't go to that card. It's going to the account, not the card.
I don't have the card anymore because somebody got a hold of it. So I have a new debit card.
Yes, ma'am. Is it with the same bank?
It's with the same bank, Firefighters Credit Union.
Yes, ma'am. It'll go back to your account, even though it's a different card number.
Okay, so it'll go into my account then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. I was a little confused because I think I've called three times or four times, and one said one thing and the other one said another thing, and then I was like, I don't know how it's coming, and if it was coming via an email, I don't know how to do that. And then I forgot to ask, well, what name will it come under an email, because I wouldn't know. So, okay, that clears things up. So, do you know when I might expect that, or?
No, ma'am, it's just processing. Right now, it's just processing, so.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew if it takes 7-10 days, or.
Most of the time, it does. It takes around that 3-5 business days, but by being the holiday season, so many transactions going on, that kind of does affect it, so.
Yeah, kind of puts things behind a little bit more. Okay, all right. Thank you. You've answered my questions, and I'm clear now on what's going on, so.
All right.
Well, the call back.
No problem. You enjoy the holiday season, ma'am. No problem at all, ma'am.
Thank
you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Hack me again.
Exactly. Be a little more careful, ma'am. And like I said, if you see the charge, you call immediately, and that's a way to kind of stay ahead of these guys that do that type of stuff.
Yeah, because there would be no way I would need a KitchenAid. I've got a KitchenAid stand and a mixer. So, I mean, I'm 66 years old, so, you know, I've got all kinds of appliances. So that would be the least of things I ever need. But,
well, ma'am, you know, it's the holiday season. You can never have enough mixers to make cakes and stuff.
That's true, but you know what? I don't make that much, to be honest with you. I really don't. I eat very little, and I just don't make much. I have no more family, so, yeah. It's just me. So I definitely wouldn't have bought a mixer or I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's a mixer or blender. I just know something about KitchenAid.
Yeah, this is the time you're going. If you don't have, I don't have family either, so I cook for other people. I just cook. Make plates for during the holidays for Thanksgiving. I'm cooking a big meal. It's just me, but I'm passing out plates all day.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, trying to spread some joy.
Well, you're probably a good cook. And see, I'm not a good cook. So I just stay away from that. But I do things at Christmas that I don't cook. Cooking's not my forte. So, but you have. Enjoy your day, your evening. I don't know what time it is where you're at. It's night, evening here. Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. And thank you for calling me back.
No problem. The same to you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.